The Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 8.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If by the thought ahead, I would have had Larry Beamer come in with a Jack Nicholson impression this morning and say, "The truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth." Jesus says, "The truth will set you free." Now, he was questioned by people who had a lot of institutional memory, a lot of institutional laws and traditions and things that they knew that they had to take care of in order to be in right with God. And this reading from John chapter 8 is always the gospel reading on Reformation Sunday. And just for a little primer on Reformation. Actually, if you want a really good primer on Reformation, go to the church Facebook page or Kid Connection page and look up an interview that our own Cindy Barshinger had with none other than Martin Luther himself. He showed up here yesterday morning, or Saturday morning. I think he missed, you know, the whole Sunday gig thing. But Cindy had a great interview with Martin Luther, and they talked about the whole, what was the Reformation. But Luther grabbed on to John chapter 8. The truth will make you free. And these Jewish people who were truly wanting to follow Jesus said, "We're descendants of Abraham," meaning we're God's chosen. We've never been slaves to anyone. And here, proving that they have a truly bad memory. It's like, what was that whole thing in Egypt, guys? Assyria, Babylon, Egypt. And now they're under Roman rule. We've never been slaves to anyone. You know, doesn't that sound like us as Americans? A little bit? We've never been slaves to anyone. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let me give you a little example. about institutions and truth. On April 12th, 1633, Chief Inquisitor Father Vincenzo Maculani de Fiorenzuela, appointed by Pope Urban VIII, begins the Inquisition of physicist and astronomer, you may have heard this name, Galileo Galilei. You see, Galileo was teaching that the earth revolved around the sun. And that was deemed heretical by the church. And standard practice demanded that the accused be imprisoned and secluded during the trial. He was arrested on charges of heresy for teaching science. You see, Galileo didn't invent this notion that the earth goes around the sun. In fact, he was teaching what Copernicus was teaching at least 100 or more years before that. And the ancient Greeks had figured it out long before that. But Galileo's notion didn't line up with Genesis, that the earth is there and the heavens are a dome above. And so, rather than opening their minds and their hearts, they simply slammed down the hammer on Galileo. Do you know that the church did not exonerate him? You want to guess a year? Until 1992. 1992. You see, institutions and the church in the largest construct is an institution. And institutions move and change very slowly. So along comes Martin Luther. Now Martin Luther was 100 years before Galileo. And Martin Luther is challenging the institutional church. The institutional church before Martin Luther had no interest in putting the Bible in the hands of the people. Because this book is dangerous. It's liberating. I think I've told you before, there was a slave version printed of the Bible, and it had more than half of the Bible chopped out, more than three quarters of the New Testament. Anything that could have been construed as liberating was chopped out of the Bible, so that the slaves could have words of faith like obey your master, but not the liberating words of Jesus. And so the invention of the printing press came about the same time as Martin Luther. And Luther was a big advocate for literacy and for getting Bibles into the hands of families. Because of the liberating word of Jesus in this book. Luther said the Bible is the manger where the baby Jesus can be found. Because the church at the time was such an institution. Such an institution, and most of you who have been Lutherans know this story, that they were selling tickets for the forgiveness of sins. And you know who they sold the most tickets to? Were the poor people. And this was the same time they were raising funds for the Sistine Chapel. Michelangelo profited off of those indulgences. The church profited off of the sale of forgiveness of sin. Luther wanted to get this book into the hands of families, real people, and he wanted them literate. He wanted them to be able to read it, because within Scripture is the liberating word of Jesus. If there's anything I can encourage you to do on Reformation Sunday, is pick up a Bible and start reading it. Maybe not from the front to the back. Maybe start with the Gospels and the book of Galatians and Romans and 1 Corinthians and 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Some of the good stuff in the back, where the New Testament writers, I mean, God has been liberating throughout, okay? There is the Exodus story. God is liberating throughout. But the institutions didn't want the people to know that. So they would scare them with visions of a dark and angry God. An angry God who was about hellfire and brimstone if you didn't pay the church for your sins. Guess what, friends? If you look in this book, God is not a dark and angry God. God is a living embodiment of love. God is love. Now, I know there are things that are going on, and that there are Christians who are proclaiming a not liberating message of Jesus. That's why God's people need to be in the Word, studying the Bible together. You know, there's just six of us that are studying the book of Acts. And it's many of the same people that studied the book of John together. But we make observations that any one of us wouldn't make alone. Someone will see something in the text and they'll go, I never saw it before. That's liberating. God's doing that. The Holy Spirit's doing that. Jesus already did that. It's exciting. If you hear words about God that are not exciting and liberating and life-giving, they're probably institutional words. Institutional words designed to keep people down and oppressed, frightened. Reformation is about getting set free, about always going back to Scripture. Scripture interprets Scripture is another Lutheranism. And that means if you see something in the Scripture and it doesn't line up with what you know about Jesus, then interpret it through the eyes of Jesus. What would Jesus say about that? What would Jesus do about that? Because you can find, and especially since Bible concordances are online now, you can type in a word and you can find something in the Bible that will condemn just about anybody. But pour that word through the filter of Jesus and his love and his grace and his mercy and his cross, and see if it stands up. The Reformation was about setting people free to see the good news of Jesus. It wasn't just a rail against the church. Our Roman Catholic friends are our sisters and brothers in Christ, okay? We love them. ears and your heart open. Because the Holy Spirit is not an institution. The Holy Spirit is a fire that ignites and burns and sets us free to love our neighbors. Even when the institutions say, no, no, the Holy Spirit says, yes, you can do this by my Spirit. And so we wear red on Pentecost Sunday, just like we do on Reformation Sunday, because the Holy Spirit is wild. And you never know what's going to happen when we keep our hearts and our minds open to the Spirit. Jump into the book. Pick a book, study it with me. I'd be happy to walk with you through any Bible study. I'd be happy to put more Bible study groups together. Read it for yourself and let the Holy Spirit speak to you and then with you and through you. May the peace of the loving God keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
People of God, you are Christ's body, bringing new life to a suffering world. The Holy Trinity, one God, bless you now and forever.